Everyone keeps talking about Ozempic. It's like, guys, we've been tapped.
Yeah.
Like, the health industry, fitness industry, diet industry has been tapped from the beginning of time. Ozempic is just the new thing. I think it's crazy that body types can be a trend. It can be something that people are supposed to follow. But I also don't want to always blame social media, because back then when we had magazines, that was still a thing.
And if we want to take it back even further, this stuff was happening like in Marilyn Monroe's day.
Think about even the first episodes of every season.
Yeah.
They would have to go get their hair cut. Someone with 30 inches natural hair, you know.
She'd be like, I think you'll look amazing with a pixie cut. I beg your ass. I don't know what's worse. The fact that we now do it to ourselves as a society, like in terms of...
We are the paparazzi.
We are the paparazzi. Or the fact that there was like a group of usually grown men going after women mostly to get the worst angle, the worst picture, asking questions like, you just gave birth 3 minutes ago. When do you think your body's going to be back in shape?
Put weight to the side. Just the idea of beauty is that somebody else is going to tell you what beautiful is.
Because you are what you eat has a special place in my heart. Gillian McKeith literally pops out of nowhere and she's like, can we have a look in your trolley? Because that's all it was at the end of it. Was a TV producer deciding like, this is the aesthetic. This is what we're going to make.
Yeah.
Super size versus super skinny was actually a little bit crazy. I think it's like just the perspective of being an adult. Like, I didn't need a body that was banging at 14.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. It's me, The Real Rose, because I changed my app. It's not Run With Rose anymore. It's The Real Rose. But I am back again with another episode. For those of you that are new here, the Weight of It podcast, we are here to discuss all things health, well-being, and personal growth, because the weight we carry isn't just physical. Yeah, that part. So today I have, you guys know always now, I have a different guest all the time. But the guest I have this time, this is a special guest. Let me tell you why. Because this is a guest that's been here for maybe like 4, 5, maybe 6 episodes. She has been upgraded.
Yeah.
She has been promoted as co-host.
Wow. I can't believe it. Surprise, surprise.
We have the lovely S in the building, guys. Woo. So S has been promoted to co-host. For full transparency, guys, I have been trying to... I have not been in the studio this year, and I have tried. I have really tried. Miss Chloe, you know, I've had to reschedule so many of these sessions because people keep cancelling. And guys, it's really hurting me and the homegirls because I want to talk. There's things I want to talk about. So I just felt like, you know what, let me bring S as a co-host. And then that way, even if there is a guest, great. But if there isn't, it's not the end of the world. We can still talk. So that's the logic. The tea. That's the tea. That's the thinking behind it. And... obviously, I kind of pressured her. She didn't really have a chance, opportunity to say no.
Yeah, there was like barely a choice in this.
No.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I haven't paid her to
blink,
say that.
I was going to say blink twice if you need help.
But yeah, so we will be co-hosting The Weight of It for, I don't want to say like this is a season 2, but like, let's just act like this is a new season, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then, so it'll be me and S who will be bringing you all topics, themes to do with health, well-being, personal growth, and everything else in between. And then, of course, there'll be times where we have somebody else. So, yeah, get used to seeing her pretty face. Oh. My pretty face as usual.
Obviously.
And, so let's get into today's...
I just want to say, before we go any further, I was thinking about this earlier, and I specifically didn't say it to you off camera.
Oh, wait, you come to bring this on camera?
Yes.
Okay.
I just think that it's such a full circle moment because... I will never let go of the fact that my episode was actually meant to be the first episode of the Weight of It podcast.
Oh, yeah, it was. And then...
and then, obviously, we won't speak of the studio in question, but that file was dead and gone.
Yeah.
So I think it's...
how coincidental.
Maybe they knew. Maybe they knew. Trying to put under... Maybe they knew what the file was going to be, and so they didn't let it happen. But I just think it's kind of cute that we're now back.
Yeah. But, babes, what weight are you carrying?
What am I carrying? Full transparency as well from me. I forgot this question was coming up. So this is off the dome. But for this week, the weight I'm carrying actually is jet lag. So I came back from holiday on Sunday. I was actually meant to land back on Saturday, but shout out Heathrow. that didn't happen. So was in transit for like 30 hours. It was just the craziest journey home. And I've been in full denial. Like, I've been messaging all my friends this week, like, I don't know why, I'm so tired. I don't know why.
We're literally, I like, can't get my life together.
Yeah, I've been in such denial. And then today I just said, enough is enough. I'm only here by the grace of God and a nap. Because, yeah, it was a lot. This afternoon as with every afternoon this week, has been a lot to get through. So yeah. That's the way I've been carrying. Nothing too deep.
Yeah, a light one.
Yeah, a light one.
One that's going to be finished.
So. Yeah, it will be over soon. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Hopefully today is the last day of it. But that's the weight that I'm carrying. Nothing, just something light. I don't want to scare you guys.
Yeah, not too crazy.
Not too crazy.
You're coming in light. Love that.
What about you?
The way I'm carrying is the way of not resting.
Mm.
Yeah, so I randomly got ill. Well, actually, for context, I was around two of my friends who have babies. Mm. I don't know why. I didn't even plan it like that. I saw the babies back to back. So in the space of like 72 hours, I saw three babies.
Big mess up.
And all three babies had colds. Love my nieces, love my nephews. Yeah. But then I think the cold started to develop over the week. Mm. And it's like, this has been the busiest week for me in so long. And it's like, I don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I was there trying to tap, prepare for the podcast. And then it's like, my body's like, and I'm
you
like,
just
no,
sleep.
I gotta keep going.
Yeah.
And then my mom's like, just, and then guys, today when I woke up, I literally woke up at 5 a.m. because my throat was on fire. And I was like, oh, I actually have to rest. And that's why I literally tried to not speak to anybody.
Okay.
I was like, let me preserve my voice.
Of course. Like Mariah.
Yeah. You know when you're about to go on stage, you just got to have the warm like, the fluid. I can't speak
too honey
much.
And lemon. My, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I was like,
Okay.
And then, yeah, but I was in denial and I've been so frustrated. I was even like messaging Chef today. I was like, I'm really annoyed about this. I was like, can you pray about it? Because I'm really annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for this. So I think it's just like, I have this constant battle with rest. Yeah. Like, I always be like, guys, we need to rest. And then when it's time, my time to rest, I'm like,
it's impossible.
I can rest next week. Yeah. I think because last week I was on my period. So I really rested.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't
feel like I deserve it.
And do you know what? It's been sunny.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just want to go for a run. I just want to go. So that's the weight I'm carrying. It's a weight I need to deal with. It's a constant weight I need to deal with.
I think it's something that we both really struggle with. I think we're both really good at telling each other to rest.
Yeah. Like, I'm there telling you, sis, rest.
Literally. And I'm there. I'm literally indirecting her on Instagram.
Guys, she's become an auntie. She sent me a post. Like, you know when your auntie's indirecting
like prayer posts?
She sent me a post. The first line was like, oh, God still works when you're resting. But I was like, calm down.
No, it literally was like your worth is not associated with your productivity.
And I was like, wow.
And she was like, okay.
I didn't finish reading the whole thing. I said, why are you adding me for a post? Just say what you want to say.
That was so funny. But here I am, literally fighting sleep myself.
Yeah, I think especially because we work for ourselves now. I think it's worse. I actually think if I was at work, I would have just taken sick leave and genuinely rested. But I think when you do work for yourself, you do have this thing where it's like, if you're not working,
what am I doing?
The world is nothing's collapsing. Happening. I'm not. I'm like 10 years pop, like away from my goal now, and it's like.
Do you also sometimes feel like a bit of shame?
A bit. Do you know? There's nothing worse yet because by the time my mum gets in from work, when I'm not sick, obviously I would have gone gym and be back home.
Mm.
So when I hear her coming in, she's chopping up with Grace, and I'm just there in bed. I'm like,
you're like, you've
they're
been
gonna catch me in bed.
Yeah,
like they're actually gonna catch my like my mom, my family are gonna catch me in bed, and it's like when they open the door, it's almost like I want to have my laptop.
You wanna,
on me.
Yeah,
like this is phone
sickness.
Call. Like
this is sickness that we're dealing
is.
With.
I think it is. And they're actually coming to just check I'm okay because obviously I'm literally physically unwell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like them seeing me unwell. Yep. I feel like I want to just be downstairs, so it looks like I'm. But they're all trying to like isolate from me. They don't want to be around me. But
yeah.
Guys, the shame, and it's internal shame.
It's such an internal shame. It's so cheap.
I don't feel like even a lion.
No, and my shame is even like in terms of, so my co-founders, for full transparency, is Rose, and we have another co-founder for our business. And it's like, even in my head, I'm like, I'm going to have to tell the guys that I'm sick, but I don't want to do that. Like, I feel like it just sounds weakly.
Yeah,
like,
why
am I jet lagged? Like, why am I not working? Why am I not doing the things that I said I was going to do?
I agree. It's really toxic.
Because
I was messaging, when I messaged you saying if you wanted to go to that networking event on Wednesday because I couldn't go because I was sick,
yeah.
I was literally going to message the group chat, but I felt really shameful. I don't want the CTO to see I can't make it to the networking event. Mm-hmm.
We need to deal with that, by the way. We take that offline.
We'll take that to the next business meeting.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the weight that, yeah. I have been carrying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Put it all on the line.
Well, yeah. Obviously, hopefully, guys, over the duration of this podcast, you guys will hopefully hear improvements about my rest.
Mm-hmm.
And just pray for me, God, because it's a lot. Yeah, I can't. But yeah, today, guys, I actually wanted to talk about, so me and S were having a conversation. Obviously, it's 2025. There's loads of new health trends. We've got things like Ozempic trending. We've got things like filler. Like, everything is just like as it is. Mm. But we actually were just thinking, it never used to be like this.
Mm.
And then we're talking about like the early 2000s. But then early 2000s had its own problems of its own. So we actually just kind of wanted to go through like the decades of fitness trends, health trends, weight. Like, because what's trending right now was kind of trending once upon a time ago. Mm-hmm. And so even, and the impact it's had on fashion, you guys have seen the PLT rebrand, like all this stuff. It's like, this is all because the body type is changing. And it's like, I think it's crazy that body types can be a trend. It can be something that people are supposed to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want to always blame social media, because back then when we had magazines, that was still a thing.
And if we want to take it back even further, this stuff was happening like in Marilyn Monroe's day. She was like the perfect body type when she became the bombshell.
Yeah.
But before that, it was being super skinny.
Yeah.
And after that, it was being super skinny. Yeah. But in her little, she had the girls, she was basically Kim K of the day.
Yeah. So 100%.
It is kind of crazy how the body type, women's body type to be specific,
had changed and trended. And I actually think also men, but we're going to get there. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So where do you want to start, my love?
I think the only natural place to start.
I know what you're going
to
say.
Listen, when we've been like having little discussions about this, we will try and not talk about it too much outside of being here, because we want to like keep the good stuff for you guys. But let us all cast our minds back.
I know what you're going to say.
To Tyra Banks and her her show, America's Next Top Model. Like, I was actually...
I was a big fan.
Huge fan. And you know what? I think I'm really one of those people that tries to also not view things through the lens of today. Like, we are woke kids.
We are
millennials, Gen Z, TikTokers that want to create think pieces about anything and everything. But I also think that we can't ignore the fact that of its time, ANTM was that girl. I'm so sorry.
Sis, it was...
You want to be on top?
Like, I used to live and breathe that show. Yeah. I used to, like, I would binge it. And you know, it's because we were kids, so we weren't going anywhere, really.
What
like,
have I got to do after school?
I used to love Ty. I used to love when she had the judges, when she'd bring a surprise judge and another like, model.
Yeah.
I used to eat it up. And it's so funny because, obviously, nowadays when you see the clips resurface, you actually watch it like, wait, did I actually watch this?
No, this is actually, it's abhorrent. It's illegal.
I can't believe she would literally, anyways, let's go back to how it was. Let's go back to how it was back then. I think back then, you just needed to be slim.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter how thin your waist was. Mm-hmm. You just needed to be straight.
Straight. Slim. We want to see rib cage.
Yeah.
We want to see clavicle.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We don't want to see chest. Just nips.
A deep chest. A deep collarbone.
Deep
collarbone.
Yeah.
A rib cage.
Yeah.
And a little wrist.
If you had that little bone,
that little bone would take you far.
I've just had a memory unlocked. You just saying wrist. My sister used to do this thing where she would like compare
your wrist.
Wrist to see whose bone was popping out.
Crazy.
But this is not from her own crazy. This is from what she was seeing the time. Like, I think there might have even been like a magazine article about it. And let us not forget when Special K was telling us that their diet was the way to go.
Yeah.
Two bowls of cereal.
Okay. Yes.
Cool.
I can't believe we've lived through this, you know?
Yeah.
We've lived through two. Ozempic
ain't got nothing on this.
Yeah, this is the thing. And I feel like everyone keeps talking about Ozempic. It's like, guys, we've been tapped.
Yeah.
Like, the health industry, fitness industry, diet industry has been tapped from the beginning of time. Ozempic is just the new thing.
It's just the new thing.
Because in America's Next Top Model, like, the way Tyra would, they would be literally picking apart at somebody's body. Like, someone that's like a size 8, size 10.
Yeah.
Like,
you're carrying a little extra weight. I think at one point they would, like, you know when they used to go on, like, their go-see? So I watched, like, an episode today, like, seeing them pulling out tape measures and, you know, I think there was one episode. I don't know if I might be making it up, like, you know, cast me out if I am. But I feel like there was an episode where there was like a designer that they went to go and see was putting his hands around the model's waist to see whether his fingers would touch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I remember this.
And I'm just like, huh?
And I'd be sitting there eating my crisps, watching it.
And like, you're thinking, but you don't realise the programming that's going on in your head, because 100%, the fact that the plus size models were anything from, like, when we were talking in sizes, by the way, we're talking UK sizes. Yeah. The plus size models were anything from like a size 8 to like a size 12 at an absolute push.
Yeah.
12 was even Tyra saying, baby girl, like, this might not be the industry for you.
And I don't think, I don't think we even saw much 12s. I feel like it was 10 at the
like max. 10, size 10 was their plus size.
Yeah.
And I just think, we were how old? Maybe like 8, 9?
But I think also back then, there was this idea that somebody else knew what perfection was.
Yeah.
Somebody else knew what beauty was. Because think about even the first episodes of every season.
Yeah.
They would have to go get their hair cut.
Oh, yeah.
They had to, like, do you remember when she just beat someone with 30 inches natural hair, you know?
She was like, I think you'll look amazing with a pixie cut. I beg your ass.
And she, and you know, they'd be literally crying. Yeah. And she'd be, and it's like, if you want this that bad, you're going to do it. And it's like, sorry?
Oh, Tyra.
No,
oh,
Jesus. Tyra was on a mad one. And I loved her so much.
So much. You couldn't tell me anything about Tyra. She was like queen.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
But I just think this, once again, like, put weight to the side. Just the idea of beauty is that somebody else is going to tell you what beautiful is. Somebody else is going to tell you what the standard is. Because think about it, you're already a beautiful girl. Mm. And you come to this show and someone's telling you,
we need to fix that gap. We need to chop your hair.
Even the gap too.
Do you remember Danielle? Yeah. They made her close her gap, guys. They said, if you want to go any further in this competition, we need to close the gap in the front of your tooth.
Crazy. Do you think, if American Next Top Model was in today's era, I don't know if it still continues.
It wouldn't. Impossible.
No, but do you think there should be forcing people to get filler?
Ooh.
I think I could see filler. Think? I don't think BBLs and stuff, but I think I could see
a, you mean like face
filler?
Yeah,
like a bit of a jaw, a bit of a cheek.
Some contouring.
Yeah. Mm. I think she would.
Yeah.
Because the way she was moving back then,
crazy.
She just didn't have access maybe to
the things.
I think so.
Yeah, America's Next Top Model, like, I will say, for the fact that I loved it, must pay for its crimes one day. And Tyra has said, like, she's apologized many times. Yeah. She apologized on her own show.
Oh.
And then, like, she apologized again in, like, 2020. And she said, you know, I know it's always going to come up and I'm always going to apologize.
But I don't think she's sorry.
I don't know that she's sorry.
Because it was like 21 seasons, bro. Yeah. How many mistakes can you make?
Yeah.
I don't think you're sorry. I think just times have changed. We're a lot more of a sensitive generation. We're woke and all that rest of it. But I think all of the shows around there were just so in your face about that. Like, think about it, like, was it called The Biggest Loser?
The Biggest Loser. That was the American one. They tried to bring it to the UK.
Yeah, The Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Super Size versus Super Skinny. You are what you eat.
Like, yeah. No, Rose is laughing, guys, because You Are What You Eat has a special place in my heart. It has a special place in my heart. I will never forget. It's like scenes in my head. I remember exactly how it happened. Me and my mum were in Tesco in our local area, just pushing our trolley around, had our groceries in our thing. And then we see a camera crew run around the corner. They run around the corner, they point their camera into our trolley, and my mum is stood there like,
who are these people?
Who are these people? And then Gillian McKeith literally pops out of nowhere, and she's like, can we have a look in your trolley? I was like, okay, hon. Obviously, I am stood there. I literally was probably about 8 at the time. Like, I can't have been older than 10 years old. But obviously, my mum had watched the show, so she was quite a fan. So she was like, of course you can have a look at my trolley. And Gillian McKeith literally scrutinized. She was like, what's this? You think that's good for you? In her, I was like, what is going on here? And then as quickly as they appeared, they kind of disappeared. And then someone made my mum sign a non-disclosure or like a release form. That's what it's called. Made her sign a release form. I was like, thanks. And then off they went to the next trolley.
Crazy work.
But I will say it probably did have quite an impact. We were not allowed any turkey twizzlers that day. I remember the shopping basket was just giving veg after that.
Just let people enjoy.
Let people live. It was just the way she came out of nowhere. I was like, like, what kind of ninja activity is this?
I'm so done. Crazy. And that's what I'm saying. today, that couldn't bang because somebody else will have a camera
for TikTok.
Yeah, online.
Right, exactly.
Look at this woman trying to like take things from my trolley.
Imagine.
Oh no, that would not bang.
It was crazy. But Jillian McKeith, like, shout out her. I think she also did. The thing is, I have a bit of like a love-hate relationship with like these things because I think if you actually go back and look at some of the episodes of what people were eating on You Are What You Eat.
Yeah, or Super Size.
Or Super Size versus Super Skinny.
On both ends. Ooh. The Super Size and the Super Skinny.
Disorder. Crazy. It was just giving complete disorder in terms of like what was going on. And I think it's good to like bring those things to the fore. But I think it's the fact that it was like for entertainment is what is the...
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Should we really be...
Yeah. But taking... I think like... I feel like what we're seeing on TV and the media is pretty much like what we see on social media, but it was at a production level.
Yeah.
Because even though we had those shows, we also had 10 Years Younger. Like, oh my gosh. If you guys have watched 10 Years Younger, when you actually think, that's a crazy show. I would go as I am and they have...
And like have experts
literally... They have collapsed my face.
They're literally looking at you and they're like, right, we can...
Remove the nose, tighten up the lips. I'm like, what the heck are you doing?
They're like, we can move your eyes.
Like, sorry. No. And it'll be like a 32-year-old woman, you know.
I forgot about 10 years younger.
10 years younger. Me and my mum and sister bang it. And I really used to laugh. But it's like, you are literally going up to somebody and being like, the nose.
the something eyes. Wrong with it.
And you know when they'll put some of their hands in someone's hand, they're like, I wonder what we could do with it. And they would be doing all of that.
Oh my God.
And then like, you're celebrating the person, how they look after the 10 years younger makeover. Fab. Mm. But you are basically
trying
to say,
where are those people now?
Are you still looking 10 years younger? Mm. But then on the flip side, you're basically saying that person was ugly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that was always weight related. It was all mainly the face.
It was, 10 years younger, I think,
It was mainly like beauty and fashion. It's like, the mindset to even cast for this kind of show, the mindset to
who's
even...
Who's creating the shows? Who are these people? Where are they now? Saying,
and I just feel like, I know we've gone like polar opposite in terms of like what kind of stuff goes on the media now. But in the sense of right now, we are still being pushed these narratives as to how we're supposed to look, how we're supposed to dress. You know, what is the ideal look? What's the ideal style? And it's like...
Who are we looking to for that?
Who are we looking to? And right now we're looking to maybe whether it's influencers, content creators, whoever that may be. But back then it was like... You would just switch on the TV. You're just trying to watch the news, maybe.
Yeah.
You're just trying to see what weather's on tomorrow. And you're seeing...
Isn't that crazy that it was basically like TV producers deciding, though?
Yeah.
Because that's all it was at the end of it. Was a TV producer deciding, like, this is the aesthetic. This is what we're going to make.
Yeah. I think it's very crazy. I think it's mad that, like, so many of us grew up on it.
Yeah.
So I don't even know the kind of impact that that's had on people.
Mm.
Beliefs about what their body is supposed to look like, because we've still got conflicting things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're told this on Super Size versus Super Skinny, but then social media is now saying, okay, everybody needs to have a big bum, and now it's like, oh, actually no, we need to all be thin. Like, what are we
supposed to do?
What are we supposed to be doing? I just feel like Super Size versus Super Skinny was my personal favorite because I was always so curious.
How do you
eat that much, but also how do you eat that little, like.
Yeah, Super Size versus Super Skinny was actually a little bit crazy. Didn't they used to do that thing where they would, like, put everything that you ate in one day, like, they would, like, put it in, like, a mound on the floor or something?
Yeah, they did.
Like, I remember like, the visuals being, like, a big part of it.
They did, it was like a tube.
Yeah, it was a tube,
and they used to pour it
they
in.
They used to, yes, it was a tube.
Yeah, and it would, like, wait, it would show, there'll be, like, a marker.
Oh,
of,
my
like,
gosh.
The ideal way. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But this is, I just find it crazy that is what we grew up on as like our entertainment TV, but also what our like parents were, I guess, unknowingly exposing us to, because I don't think my mum was watching it and thinking like, oh, like this is going to affect my child at the end of
my mum was just watching to laugh.
Yeah.
But then I also think,
don't bat up your mum like that.
My mum just found it funny. But as much as I'm saying that, I think that it must have had an impact because not on us, like even our parents, because at the same time, my mum was a magazine girl.
Yeah.
And she used to always watch, like, the health section, what they're eating, what they're, like... And it would always be the magazines where it's, like, someone's lost, like, 60 pounds or something like that. Like, we were saying earlier, One girl that was always on these weight loss, Miss Kerry Katona.
Oh, Kerry Katona. Is she okay?
I hope she's all right.
I hope she's okay.
They were every day. If it's not about her relationship, it's about her weight.
If it's not about her weight, it's about her baby dad. If it's not about her baby dad, it's about...
Yeah, the magazines were crazy. But do you feel like it impacted you?
I feel like if I'm to think about it now as an adult, my instinct would be to say no. Because I would say I'm quite secure in my image, but we'll also talk about that at some point. Because am I? Am I?
Are you?
But I would say at the time, 100%. I used to look to magazines, videos, TV, and want to look like them. Like, I remember very, like, clearly when Aaliyah's... what song is that?
Oh, More Than a Woman.
More Than a Woman. When More Than a Woman came out, there was like an outfit that she wears in it.
Oh, the black.
Yes, like the leatherette.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the leatherette.
And I just remember thinking, like, that is how slim I want to be. I remember thinking there were like ideals in my head of like, I want my waist to be this small. And you know what was even harder? My sister grew up with a banging body. My sister had like the video girl body, tiny little waist, hips went out, booty looking like cute. And my sister had that body. And as I was growing up, I was like, why am I fat? I was like, when is this going to drop for me? Because she, like, my sister had the perfect body when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Like, everything was just as you would want it to be. And here I am, like a dumpling. And I was so confused. I was like, when is this going to happen for me? And I don't think I remember doing anything physically to myself or anything like that. But I just remember longing, like, always longing to, like, look like what I was seeing on TV, what I was seeing, you know... in all those ways. So I will say it probably did affect me at the time, but now I don't know, but probably somewhere.
Yeah.
The childhood trauma always will get you.
Okay. So, watch out for that lower third.
Well, watch out for that.
watch out for that
trauma. Yeah. What about you?
I feel, did I just put my camera on? I feel, I agree with you. I don't think it directly affected me, but I think probably more music videos.
Yeah.
Than
the girlies.
The actual girlies. Cause they were like, in our head, even though we're literally like probably like 8 years old,
yeah,
they felt like they were just like 13.
We're so close in age,
but technically they were. And also maybe because a lot of these shows we've just spoken about were very they were white.
They were white people.
They were white women.
So maybe we didn't identify.
Yeah, so maybe if there were more black women on like the shows I was watching here, I'd say American Next Top Model definitely.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted the body.
100%.
And the music videos. But I think it's because they were all black women that I was looking at. So I couldn't identify with Gillian McKeith because she was like 50 years old. So it was like,
you're like, I don't want to look like you.
I don't want to look like you. So I feel like, I feel music videos for sure. I think the girlies who had the low rise and the belly button.
Can we
the
pause?
Belly piercing.
The low rise.
I wanted
the
them.
Low rise, low ride jeans.
I wanted them badly.
Okay.
And I just wanted to just be there, like, little you know? Bit. And then the, you know, when the belly piercing was long.
Like and it used to dangle.
When the belly piercing would dangle. It would dangle. Give me a dangly belly piercing on the low rise.
Yeah.
That was what I wanted. But like I said, I was 8. So it was like, where am I
it's
going?
Like there's like a misalignment.
You know, like someone like Nelly, hot in here.
Yes.
A music video like that.
Yeah. You wanted to look like
I
that.
I just felt like, and I was so excited to grow up because I was like, I can't wait to be this girl. Yeah.
Christina Milian, Dip It Low, Pick It Up Slow.
Even AM to PM, I wanted to like run. I wanted to like run out of my house in the middle of the night and then come back and then be in my bed and be like, from AM to PM.
Yeah, you're not wrong, actually.
I wanted that life. Yeah. And then I guess I end up in DMU.
Okay.
I wasn't given.
I've heard stories about that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, you don't party like that.
No, it's not giving AM to PM. It's giving hide your kids, hide
your wife. Hide your kids, hide your wife, pull up in a tracksuit. Right. Like, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know if it's also the errors and also just culture. Like, we're actually not in America.
But I think we grew up thinking that that was going to be our reality. Absolutely. I think that's the issue. It's like, because basically British culture was a lot of these shows, like, you know, do you remember Secret Eaters? What was it called?
Yeah.
What was it called? You know the one I'm talking about. It was like Secret Snackers or Secret Eaters or whatever, where they set up cameras in the house and they'd watch you. Yeah, those are the kind of programs that were pushed on us from this side. But then I feel like on the American side, we were getting the music videos. We were getting the high school programs. Yeah. And it was like, oh my gosh, this is what it's going
to
be like.
Yeah, and in high school, like, I thought, oh my gosh, like when I, you know, when you sit down, you're going to have the tray. Like, am I going to sit down next to someone that's like, hi,
or like the tables that flipped up.
I'm new here.
Yeah. And then it just wasn't the reality. And I think the body never materialized either. When I was in school, it was fine.
The body did materialize, unfortunately. No.
But then also, I think it's like just the perspective of being an adult. Like, I didn't need a body that was banging at 14.
Yeah.
I didn't, actually. No.
And then I think as I actually went into my teenage years, it became less American, more bashment, more funky house. So I think it was actually just about just you just want to dance.
You just, but you know whose body was banging? I'm still in love. Oh, you know the girl in the video that's dancing. Sasha. No, Sasha was the singer. Because remember the girl in the video wasn't the one.
Wait, the girl dancing with Sean Paul was not Sasha.
No, that's not the one singing.
She's
like a dancer. She's like a backing dancer. She always pops up every few years on like my socials, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm the girl that was."
Oh my god!
But oh, yeah, she doesn't sing. Her body.
Crazy.
But isn't it so crazy that we can remember things by like the bodies that we
saw in it? Yeah. That is interesting. It is interesting. And I'm sure, like you said, deep down, this stuff probably did have
an effect.
Some sort of effect. But I just think it was only until I saw like black women, like a body that I remember vividly wanting was Beyonce's body in Baby Boy.
Absolutely.
When she was dancing on that sand, me too.
In that sand.
What? With that little like tree leafy skirt. Listen,
her body on the cover of Dangerously in Love crazy. Album, insane. Like, where does one get hit like that?
Yeah. So I remember wanting that. But like I said, we were like 12. So do you also feel like we were too exposed to this stuff?
Yeah.
Because everything I'm saying, I wasn't a teenager.
No.
I had not even started puberty
barely got to secondary school.
And think about
school.
It, I have a younger sister, so she was seeing what I was seeing.
God.
So if I'm 8, sis is 4. Like,
seeing Baby Boy stay on my mind.
Jeez. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
It probably has impacted us.
Probably.
Say all that to say... It's probably messed us up somewhere in the brain.
Probably.
And that's why I want a podcast talking about the weight of it.
Talking about it. Yeah. And I think probably the stuff we now see on socials is maintaining it. Mm. I think that's probably maybe what's happening as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because although I might not be seeing all those body types all the time, there is still this idea of what looks good in clothes, what looks good in fashion. And I think it's also having to like... accept what I look like, what my personal style is, so on and so forth. But also, is it bad to want that body?
Yes. Can I tell you why? Because everything that we know is from like a Western perspective. If there's one thing that you need to do, I'm looking at you. If you ever feel conscious about yourself, your body as a black woman, please just go and spend some extended time in Africa.
Yeah.
You will thank yourself for it.
It's true.
Because as soon as I take myself out of the lens of the Western gaze, I'm like reminded like, oh no, I am banging. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Like the whole idea of, I don't know, it's just like the idea of being natural is genuinely not just like as a thing that is like a trend on social media, but it's genuinely actually celebrated in terms of like, obviously, there'll always be the odd auntie that, like, makes a comment about your weight. That's wherever you go in this life. But I just think, coming out of a Western sphere will show you that actually, no. Like, this body type that we've come to imagine is, like, ideal. Like, what we... Even though we say we're not going after it, like, when we're gymming or when we're doing this or when we're doing that, there's an image in our head.
There is, you're right.
And that image in our head is generally going to be... what they're pushing on us.
It's true. And I think it's something you have to clock it.
And then clock out.
Literally.
Quickly.
But I do feel like the things we saw growing up,
yeah,
I think it was just something women were experiencing across the board. Yeah. Those of us growing, those of us in puberty, even like our parents.
Yeah.
My mom used to watch this stuff. She used to buy, the workout DVDs.
Yeah, oh, let's go there.
Workout DVDs.
Every celebrity that released a DVD, we had it in our house. Davina McCall had it.
Yeah. But by the way, you know the workout DVDs? I think that that then transformed into the celebrity perfumes, which yes. I think has actually transformed into celebrity skincare.
So the trend.
Yeah, the trend. It was celebrity workout DVDs,
yeah.
early 2000s.
Yeah.
Mid 2000s celebrity
Everyone
fragrances.
Had a perfume, yeah.
Now, 2020s.
Skincare.
Celebrity skincare.
You're not wrong.
That And it's crazy because every single babe had a workout DVD.
They did.
And I'll be there for my mum doing the workout.
Yeah.
I was like 10.
Did you have Vicky Patterson's one? From Geordie Shore?
No.
Are we counting her as 2000s or?
I think that's 2010.
Modern.
That's
modern. Yeah, 2010s.
I had, what was her name? Oh, she was just an olive-skinned babe. Oh. She looked like Italian, but she was American. Was her name Jill? Jillian? No. Jillian? No, that's
Are you thinking of Jane Fonda?
I don't know.
Mm.
But they were all, and then like, let's say the main person who's doing the workout, then the six babes behind her, abs like, made of steel.
They're literally this big.
And I'd be so convinced if I just do this workout.
You're going to get there.
How can I not?
How could you not?
How can I not? Me, yeah. my mom, why was I doing it?
Why were, maybe, do you,
but then I also have to think about it. Back then, my mom probably would have been like 35.
Yeah.
So she's like not too far from my age. So like yeah, you're maybe true. Still like, I want to snap trying back. To,
yeah, yeah it's still, true.
Do you know what I mean? She wasn't, yeah, mom wasn't a few years older than me as I am now.
That's a really good point because at the time that I was watching these or doing these DVDs, yeah.
Yeah.
My mom had gave birth to me at 29. So when I was 9, 8, 9, 10. She's not even 40 yet.
Yeah, they're in their 30s.
So, wow.
Yeah. So if I look at myself now as a 30-year-old woman, so I know my mum was like probably like 34. Yeah, I hear it.
Wow.
But it's just like you've got kids.
And naturally, it's like if you want to shut them up, they're going to do the DVD.
Yeah, yeah, so. Exactly. Because I'll just be out. And also,
wow.
Back then, what's Netflix? If one yeah. TV has this on, we're all.
One house.
All of us.
Literally.
But I do feel like a lot of this stuff was really putting up, really, really putting our faces. It was such a thing. If somebody loses weight, if somebody has a baby, the main thing everyone is focusing on is how quickly they snap back, how quickly. And it was all over the magazines.
Criminal.
Pictures of people coming out of a cab.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
The paparazzi, yeah. Do they still exist? Because I feel like paparazzi isn't as big of a thing at the mid. Like
I think they are. I think it's just because Meghan Markle's not in the country. Gara, if Meghan Markle was to even just let her walk down Stratford High Street, we will see the paparazzi.
We'll see the paparazzi.
Yeah, they're around.
But I feel like the way they used to operate was actually heinous. Like, in terms of, like, magazines, I don't know what's worse. The fact that we now do it to ourselves as a society, like, in terms of...
We are the paparazzi.
We are the paparazzi. Mm. Or the fact that there was, like, a group of usually grown men...
Yeah.
...going after women, mostly...
Yeah.
...to get the worst angle, the worst picture... Asking questions like, you just gave birth 3 minutes ago. When do you think your body's going to be back in shape? Huh?
Crazy.
It's criminal.
But then I think this is also why we are being so educated right now. Because there was such a focus on yeah. people snapping back.
Mm.
It's only now I'm realizing what it actually takes to give birth. How dare you?
How dare you
even ask that question? But because it was like, that was the thing that was promoted. Yeah. Oh, Kerry Katona's given birth.
And she's still carrying all the weight. What are you talking about?
Or, I don't know, Katie Price has given birth 5 months later and she's now snapped back. Here's her fitness plan.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. And we're all celebrating like, woo, you go, girl. And now it's like...
That's tapped, actually. Yeah. Really tapped. Such a weird thing to do when a woman's just pushed her head out of her body.
Exactly. So I think although the generation has become more sensitive, more woke, there are some benefits because I think even now... You wouldn't, that person should be arrested trying to chase a woman and find out when she's going to snap back.
I think they did it to Kate Middleton as well. Mm. Remember when she came out of hospital with the baby and they were like, wow, Kate's already gone back to her pre-birth size.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon? Is everybody okay? Like, even the royals aren't safe.
Yeah, no, but they're never safe.
They're never safe, to be fair.
It's a long day for them.
Yeah, true.
But then they also work for you, so you could kind of just...
You could actually shut that down.
You could just shut it down, but...
Yeah.
You don't want to, but conversation. But
so what are you saying? Do you think that what we face then is worse than what we face now?
That is a good question. Do I think it's worse? Has the pressure
gotten
worse?
Because I think it is literally a case of like, we do it to ourselves now. Like, it's all in terms of what the next person is doing. Whereas before we were looking outward to like celebrities, really. There was no influencers back in the day.
Do I think it's got worse, sir? Slightly. Because really? I think, yeah, do you know why? Because before, celebrities were like, you didn't know where they lived.
Untouchable.
They were so untouchable. Whereas I think celebrities have come down such a notch. As in, like, I could literally go right now on social media and find out maybe what Michael B. Jordan's done this morning.
Yeah.
Because I could just go.
You could end up in the same place as Michael B. Jordan. Like, it's not impossible.
If they didn't have a reality TV show, they have a podcast. People are so much more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a... I feel like I can see people and understand people on a more human level because there's not this, like, untouchable thing. Mm. But the reason I say it's become worse is because both celebrities, influencers, content creators are having the same impact that somebody would have had in the early 2000s.
Mm.
So, for example, someone might not even be a fitness influencer, but they're a really good stylist or fashion person.
Yeah.
And because of their body size, that might be the thing.
That label.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That might be the thing that you look at them for.
You see that with Jackie Aina, I feel like.
Yeah.
People are always like, what's your fitness plan? And she's like, stop asking me.
Yeah, but she barely shows us what her working out. She doesn't, but because of how good she looks, you can easily aspire to have her body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even indirect. She's not trying to actually influence that on her.
Yeah,
you know
what I
mean?
It's true.
So I think even someone like Melissa, for example, Melissa Wardrobe, like, banging body, she's actually had a baby, snap back, but that's not her story.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually
She's not going out of her way to promote
but
that.
I'm sure people are
wondering.
Yeah, people maybe who've also had babies, but that's not what she's promoting. Mm-hmm. So I think that, and because of that, I think it's worse because also it's not on them. They're not actually trying to promote that. It's just my life.
It's just because it's constant. Like, I feel like we had to at least tap into it before. Whereas like now, There's no getting away from it.
100%.
You open your phone, you're going to see something.
100%. And on the flip side, for example, I have my platform.
Yeah.
If I was to put on weight, for example, people are going to see that.
Mm.
So it's like, whether I'm promoting about, whether I'm talking about, you are going to see what you see and you're going to have an opinion, a perception of that person because of that. So, I think Techie. It is. I think it's a little worse. I think also things have become more accessible.
Yeah.
I was watching an episode of The Kardashians and Khloe was talking about how...
Recent episode or old?
Recent.
Okay.
She was saying how had Ozempic been around when she was bigger, she would have taken it.
Yeah.
But Kardashian's been doing surgeries and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody can do surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time where it was just Hollywood.
It was just for them.
It was just for them.
There was no way... Like, how on earth are you going to go and get Kim Kardashian's body? You couldn't.
But everyone can now.
Mm.
So I think things have just become so much more accessible. What celebrities do has just come down a notch completely. Yeah. I can buy the same coat that they have.
It's the idea that anybody can become a celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
I think before it was, not to sound like an old, back in my day, but literally back in our day, to become a celebrity, you had to have done something of notoriety, be it acting, singing, being a fashion designer, whatever it might be, but there had to be a something that you were doing.
Yeah.
You couldn't just share your life and become a celebrity.
Who cares?
Who the heck cares?
Yeah, but back then you could you could be a celebrity. You had to have talent. I think that's the whole thing about Kim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone says she doesn't have talent. But I think back then it had to. But then, question.
Mm.
Page 3 models on the sun. What was their talent?
They were not celebrities though.
No, but Katie Price is a celebrity.
But she's like one of the OG like leveragers.
Okay.
I think that she understood her market and she said, listen,
She's gonna
Mia's Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because remember that's what we knew her as, Jordan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think she's honestly one of the OG in the UK, one of the original people to not allow her box to contain her.
Yeah, yeah.
She
said,
oh no, you're not gonna do that to me, hun. Yeah. She managed to...
I'm a celeb, that was it. That
she
was
went on I'm a celeb, But I think she was quite popular at the time as well with her page. I don't know what she was doing. I wasn't exposed to it, thank God. But I definitely know she had like a breakout role going on to I'm a Celeb. And then she had... I read one of her books when I was like 10.
Oh, did you?
Absolutely.
What was she writing about?
Oh, babe, about her life. It was traumatizing. Oh my God.
I can't imagine you reading that at 10.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. It was in our school library. I don't know why, but it was available. Read Katie Price's book. And she's had like 11 books. Like, she's had a lot of books.
I think she's had probably that much surgery as well.
That much concerned for you, babe.
Quite a bit. Yeah. The facelift one is when I said, this is crazy. It's and that was recent.
Very much. But I think that where she managed to like do that, that was not common at the time, to step out of your box.
Yeah.
It was very much, you're a singer.
Yeah.
You're a singer.
And you stopped
that's
there.
It. Yeah. Now everybody can wear 10 hats if they want to wear 10 hats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Including us.
Yeah.
I think at the time, yeah, it just meant that what we were seeing, we had to tap into rather than right now where it's like.
Mm. Okay, so now that we've actually done a deep dive into early 2000s, the impact it's had on us growing up and us not being, you know, run down by Julie McKeith
in the supermarket.
We have to bring it back to today. We have to actually think about what's happening now that's impacting us.
And also impacting
30-year-olds.
As 30-year-olds, but also the 14-year-olds and 12-year-olds
that there are now. If you've made it this far, thank you, first and foremost. But also, please do tell us your thoughts, your stories. If Gillian McKeith also ran you down in the supermarket, let us know. But we are going to go into a bit more detail in part two. We're going to talk about, you know, we've spoken about early 2000s, so let's talk about the present day. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the current trends now, the impact it's had on both of us. Mm-hmm. And people that are growing up, the younger generation, and everything else in between. So please do remember to follow me at The Real Rose across all social media platforms.
Am I going to drop my app?
Yeah.
I'm at Esnart, but it's ESNXRT because someone has my actual name somewhere in this world on Instagram and all the other things.
Yeah, so follow us. Remember to let us know what your thoughts are of what we've said so far. Please tell us your stories because... Please don't tell me she's the only one that got chased down by Julie McKeith because...
I know some of you have got good stories, so please actually do let us know because we want to laugh.
We want to laugh as well. So we'll see you back for part two.
Yeah.
Bye.